Down from the cosmic plasma of the dark star Gagabali, and into the filuminous gloom of an old set of used serviettes comes another incredible episode of Horrors of the 20th Century. The charming coal mining village of Ricky Ponting lies due east of the Tree of Sid, not far from Clanthwigacanta Pantomere, and only a short walk from the pub. On this balmy night in June of 1965, the resident Welsh twit Clenwyn O'Jones makes his merry way home, oblivious to the horrors that lie ahead of him.
Oh, I make my merry way home, filled with amber fluid, and if I'm very careful, I won't become a druid. Oh, wink and diddle diddle, wink and doo, wink and diddle diddle.
Suddenly, the skies opened.
Oh, mother! The skies have opened!
And a huge finger plunged toward him.
Ah! A huge finger!
Clenwyn fell to the ground, his shock of red hair breaking the fall, his elastic braces snapping like the cracks of a circus whip, his Wellington boots bursting at the seams. The voice of doom echoed down from the skies and boomed through Clenwyn's thin and partially empty skull.
Clenwyn!
Oh, Mother, yes!
Your library book is 3 weeks overdue.
And with a savage jab, the huge finger thrust its way through Clenwyn's ribcage, ruining his autographed Stedford t-shirt and shredding his brand new leather bowling jacket. Now, the real horror began. Was Clenwyn dead?
I'm still alive.
No. As he struggled to his feet, he was shocked to find his entire chest gone. There was nothing in his trunk. There, on the ground, splattered in an artistic pattern, were his entrails, his heart, his liver, and his spleen. Clenwyn had been eviscerated. And all for the love of books.
Oh, my! Oh, St. Blodwen, I've been acclimatized!
The full horror of the situation struck Clenwyn as he desperately attempted to stuff his gizzard back into place, and inevitably, due to his lack of medical knowledge, in the wrong order.
Oh, bloody, wrong, oh, bloody hell. That should go there. Oh, no, that's wrong.
But more horror was to befall the unfortunate Welsh person. The approach of Mrs. Zambezi, the newly appointed Ugandan librarian.
Oh, Mr. O'Jones, that pallid face reminds me of my first husband. Now what about the library books?
Suddenly, out of the darkening Welsh sky, once again appeared the fickle finger of fate. But even worse, beside it, the fickle thumb of fate.
Ah!
That might mighty librarian in the sky, fed to the back of his cheap dentures, swept the hapless pair together and squashed them like two cheap saveloys at an organist's barbecue.
Bloody bookworms.
As the happy villagers of Rikiponting made their way to the coal mines next morning, they were surprised to find what appeared to be a new black and white contemporary sculpture by the village artist Neil Penge, propped against the ancient yew tree. In the ensuing years, many visitors, attracted by this mysterious work of art, have filled the coffers of the local traders and put this tiny tourist town on the map. Penge never admitted any deception, and nobody has ever asked what happened to the luckless pair, O'Jones and Zambezi. The moral of this story? After dinner, mints can turn one's tongue green. This is Lamington Plate, inviting you to join me next week when we asked who switched the street directory when Princess Di rode with Dodie in Horrors of the 20th Century. See you in your nightmares.